We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Opening day of Major League Baseball hits tomorrow. Thank you, Gary Sarnoff, author of Team of Destiny, Walter Johnson, Clark Griffin, Bucky Harris, and the 1924 Washington Senators, joins us now, also a baseball historian. Gary, thank you so much for the time, and hallelujah, baseball is back.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on your show. And yeah, opening day is less than 24 hours away, so I'm excited.
Looking forward to it, and curious about your book. Tell us a little about this discussion about the 1924 Washington Senators and what's so special about this squad.
Well, a few things are special about them. First of all, they were a huge underdog. The Washington Senators never came close to winning a pennant before 1924, and they had very few winning seasons in their history. And heading into the season, they were expected to finish sixth out of eight teams. They were expected to finish in sixth place. Some writers even picked them for last. So the fact that they were unexpected to do much winning that season, and the fact that they went all the way that year makes for a wonderful story about an underdog. Another thing that's really nice about this team, about the story, is their manager, Bucky Harris. He was only 27 years old. He only had four full seasons of major league playing experience, and he was hired to manage the Washington Senators in 1924. And you know the results. I mean, they under Harris, they started winning, and you know they won the pennant and the World Series under a 27-year-old manager. And I think best of all, what makes this story so special is Walter Johnson. Legendary pitcher, perhaps the best ever in Major League Baseball history, pitched his entire career with the Washington Senators, broke in at the end of the 1907 season, and never pitched for a team that had won the pennant. It looked like he would go down in history. He was entering his 18th season in 1924. It looked like he'd go down in baseball history as the greatest player who never had a chance to pitch for a pennant winner, never had a chance to pitch in the World Series, and he got his chance in 1924.
Looking at this squad, too, the 1924 Senators, how many Hall of Famers were on that that team?
Yeah, you had Bucky Harris was a Hall of Famer. Walter Johnson, of course, greatest pitcher ever. Sam Rice, the team's starting right fielder, and Goose Goslin, the starting left fielder. And if you wanted to include Clark Griffith, the team president and co-owner, that's the fifth Hall of Famer.
Gary, looking before I start getting into the deep dive of the MLB season, I just want to talk about opening day and what kind of matchups are you really looking forward to the most? I think Steve and I have kind of talked about the Yankees at the Astros as a fun one. A bunch of divisional matchups as well to start things off for the 2024 season. The Cubs and the Rangers. Rangers obviously defending their championship from last year, the World Series championship. So what are your thoughts on opening day and the matchups that we got?
Well, I haven't seen all the matchups yet. I know that our local team here, the Washington Nationals, open up in Cincinnati. You know, the nice thing about opening day is no matter how your team did in 2023, like the Nationals, for example, finished last again. They finished last every year since they won the World Series in 2019. But no matter how poorly your team did the previous year, your team's in first place on opening day.
Yeah.
So that's you're always looking forward to the next season, and you're hoping that maybe, you know, your team will be a 1924 Washington Senators. You know, a team that isn't expected to do well, and they surprise some people.
As an Astros fan, I'll never get over that 2019 Nationals squad. They stole it from the best team in Houston history. Anyways,
yeah, that was a strange World Series.
Not a single home team won. I mean, that's a baseball historian. I know you love that stuff, Gary. But, you know, looking at the Nationals as well, they got a nice former Tiger coming up pretty soon. Dylan Cruz, the number 2 pick in last year's draft. I think Washington Nationals fans are going to be very happy with him when he comes up pretty soon.
Yeah, there's a big article about him in baseball in the weekly Baseball America this week's edition. And, people are saying great things about him, and we have a couple other good prospects, I hear, in our farm system. You know, when you finish low in the standings, you know, for several seasons, you're going to get some good draft picks. And, you know, that's how we got Bryce Harper and Steven Strasburg, and you know what happened with them. You know, well, unfortunately, Harper wasn't here for that, but, you know, they did win it all. They won a World Series, and, you know, they've got a lot of good prospects. I hear their farm system's highly rated, so, and the guy you mentioned is the cream of the crop. So, you know, we'll see.
You look at some of the teams going into this season. Who are your, I guess, favorites to make it to the end and be in the World Series at the end of the year, the American League and National League?
Well, I'm hearing a lot about the Orioles, and I'm hearing a lot about the Braves. But two teams I like, it'll make you happy, the Astros is one of them. And I think the Dodgers, I know they met recently in a World Series, and if I had to make a choice right now, I think those could be the two teams we see in this year's World Series.
And then kind of piggybacking off of what Steven just asked about teams in the playoffs, I think that there's a couple divisions in this year's MLB season that really interest me. The AL East, the NL East, the AL West has some really good teams as well. So I want to actually start doing some breakdowns of some of these divisions, starting with the AL West because I am an Astros fan. I think that, you know, you can just kind of overlook the Angels and then the Oakland A's, who are going to be the Las Vegas A's before we know it. And look at the top three teams with the Seattle Mariners, who have one of the best pitching staffs in all of baseball, the Astros, who are looking to get back to the World Series, and then the defending World Series champion Rangers as well. I think that that's the cream of the crop as far as divisions go.
Yeah, that's going to be a very strong division, no doubt about it, when you look at those top three teams. You know, no question. Whoever comes on top in that division is probably going to be favorite come postseason. But, you know, with the playoffs now, with the uneven amount of teams, you know, teams getting byes and teams playing in the first round, it kind of makes the postseason very unpredictable. I mean, it just seems like the top teams do not do as well these days in postseason. So, you know, you never know. But, yeah, I would think whoever wins that division would be favored come playoff time.
And then the AL East kind of hinted at it a little bit. I see that the Yankees are the preseason favorites, but a team that you had mentioned just a minute ago, Gary, the Baltimore Orioles, I was all over them last year. I thought that Vegas was really down on them. I think their over-under preseason total was like around 77 or something like that, and they had won 82 games a year ago. And they were thinking that this was a team that was going to get worse with all the young talent that they have in their farm system that's coming up. That just never made any sense to me. And obviously, they kind of broke out last year. They make a big splash move in the offseason and bring in, you know, an ace-level pitcher and Corbin Burns from Milwaukee. And then they also have a couple other guys that are going to be coming up. I mean, already Gunnar Henderson's made a splash. Same thing with Adley Rutschman. But then Jackson Holliday, the former number one overall pick a couple of years ago, is waiting in the wings too. So I just see that Baltimore Orioles is one of those teams that's going to be awesome this year again.
Yeah, and they look like they are going to get better, like you said, because I know heading into last season, they had the number one rated minor league system in all baseball. They had that, and plus they won their division last year. So it looks like they're going to be good for a while. They were bad for a while, and, you know, for a long time, actually. And, you know, they watched the Nationals win it all in 2019, and that was kind of their wake-up call, and they've responded to that. They brought in new baseball people, you know, new management to make decisions, and it's obviously paid off because, you know, they had a good team last year, and they're going to have a heck of a good team this year.
And then I want to also get into the NL West because I think it's kind of similar to the AL West in that it's got a lot of really top-heavy teams. But first and foremost, we have a texter that texted in that they were a big Cubs fan. We know we have a few of those down here as well. Uh-huh. And with the Cubs going out and getting a new manager, Craig Counsell, The NL Central is one of those divisions I view kind of like the AL Central. It's very winnable. I think the Cardinals are technically the preseason favorites to win the NL Central, but I could see a team like the Cubs potentially taking it. Same thing with a team like the Cincinnati Reds as well. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty wide open for the taking. I think Craig Counsell and the Cubs could be a team that could get it.
Yeah, absolutely right on that. It is wide open, and I've heard a lot of different people. I mean, if you talk to five different people, you're going to probably have five different teams as far as who's going to be predicted to win that division. Today I was reading a publication that was picking the Cubs to win the division this year. And, you know, I was hearing recently about the Brewers, you know, and the Reds being a preseason favorite. So, yeah, I think any one of those four of those five teams could possibly win that division this year.
Talking to Gary Sarnoff, author and also baseball historian. Curious, what were your thoughts on how things have gone with the Shohei Ohtani scandal now in the MLB?
Yeah, I don't know much about it. I don't think anybody does right now, but I certainly don't like it. I don't like what I'm hearing. And, you know, that could be trouble for Major League Baseball. You know, hopefully it'll be okay and we can just move on and think about the baseball season and the pennant race.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's almost like you could feel this coming with how easily, you know, it is to place bets now on sports. It's just in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, we had a speaker, Society of American Baseball Research, we had a speaker last winter who talked about that, and she made a very good point. She said, I'm just waiting for the other foot to drop, because I agree. I think this gambling is asking for trouble.
No, absolutely. And I think that the impact that it could have, the MLB has already opened an investigation into this entire incident. And obviously, Ohtani's come out and made a statement. It's a huge scandal so far. And, you know, we only know the bare minimum, so we can't really talk too much about it. But the Dodgers, I mean, they got to be hating this. They go out and spend some money. Shohei Ohtani gives them a quote-unquote discount. Like, yes, it's a $700 million contract, but it's all backloaded. Like, early on, he gave them a deal to where they can just load up on elite players to go on World Series runs for the next, you know, half decade. They go out and get Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the ace from Japan, and he's going to be joining a loaded pitching rotation with guys like Tyler Glasnow, and obviously Kershaw is back as well. I mean, so this kind of overshadows what the Dodgers have done this offseason to reload and try and go for some World Series championships.
Yeah, it's really a shame. And, you know, not only are the Dodgers worried, you mentioned the Dodgers have to be worried, and for sure they are, but I think Major League Baseball has to be worried as well. And they are going to investigate this, and let's just hope that, you know, it's okay, because, you know, I'm excited. A lot of people are very excited heading into the season. Promises to be a fun season, another exciting season, and one thing we do not need is a distraction like this.
Gary, we've got a really good text from a listener. He said, as a historian of baseball, what do you think about the pitch clock? Gary, for me, you know, when I heard about the rule, I was really against it as far as postseason goes, but speeding up the games, I can understand that. But once you get to the playoff time, I was a little bit worried that it would kind of lessen some really important moments with, you know, runners on base, runners in scoring position in tight games, and having a pitch clock for the pitchers. But you know, after a season of viewing it, Gary, I don't know how you feel about it. I don't think it was that big of a difference.
No, I don't think it was either. I agree. And I think you need to speed up the games, because these games were taking too long. Some games were lasting longer than 4 hours. And, you know, that's just too long. And the pitch clock has helped, and it makes it easier for families to bring kids to the games, you know, and I think it's a good idea. I'm all for speeding up the game.
Gary, definitely appreciate the time. Where can folks get your book and any other things that you've written in the past? I know you've got one on the 1933 Wrecking Crew, and also the first Yankees dynasty as well. I'm assuming every bookstore and Amazon.com and any other places.
Yeah, you could find my book on Amazon, or you could order it through the publisher, which is Roman and Littlefield. It's also available at Barnes & Noble, Thrift Books, and Walmart.
Awesome stuff. Thank you for the time, Gary, and definitely we'll be enjoying opening day with you. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Appreciate
Gary.
Appreciate it.
Again, that's Gary Sarnoff, author of Team of Destiny. Go check out his work. Excited for the start of the MLB season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.